futures bounced back Wednesday. Global economic recovery continues, but the momentum has eased and is becoming increasingly imbalanced, according to the latest OECD economic outlook. Coming up on your Cal Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cal Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 2nd of December. The early day rebound in equity markets, as well as positive supply fundamentals, helped cattle futures regain some recently lost ground on Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.39 higher, from 97 cents higher at the front of the board to $1.77 higher at the back. Live cattle futures closed an average of 74 cents higher, from 12 cents higher in spot D's to $1.12 higher. Corn futures closed 3 to 5 cents higher in the front three contracts, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 5 to 11 cents higher through Jan of 23, and then mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $140 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, at $136 to $140 in Nebraska, at $140 in Colorado, and $135 to $140 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $217 in Nebraska and at $213 to $217 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.46 lower Wednesday afternoon at $270.22 a hundredweight. Select was $2.32 lower at $257.97.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Calves continue to trade mainly higher to sharply higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. At OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, feeder steers sold steady to a dollar higher, while feeder heifers traded fully steady. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $10 to $15 higher, except for $20 higher at weights lighter than 450 pounds. There are 10,400 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 1,000 to 1050 sold $5 higher at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there are 5,089 head. Higher undertones were noted for feeder steers at other weights. Yearling heifers weighing 850 to 950 and 950 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher. Steer calves weighing 500 to 550 and 600 to 650 sold $8 to $12 higher, with instances of up to $18 higher at 500 to 550 pounds. Steer calves weighing 651 to 700 pounds sold steady to $4 higher. Heifer calves weighing 500 to 550 and 600 to 650 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher. Steers weighing 450 to 650 sold $5 to $9 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. On limited comparable offerings, heifers weighing 500 pounds sold $7 higher. There are 3,670 head on offer. At Huss Livestock Market in McCook, Nebraska, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $5 to $7 higher and then steady at heavier weights. Heifers traded $6 to $10 higher, except for a dollar higher at 650 pounds. There are 3,153 head on offer. Finally, steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds sold steady to $2 higher in the special all-vac calf and yearling auction at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 650 to 750 sold $7 to $8 higher. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds traded from $8 higher to sharply higher. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $10 higher. There are 2,763 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices started Wednesday's session by pairing losses, but announcement of the first confirmed case of the new COVID variant in the U.S. took them sharply lower by the end of the day. Positive news helping bolster stocks prior to the announcement included more jobs than expected. According to the ADP National Employment Report, private sector employment increased by 540,000 from October to November. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 461 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 53 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 283 points. Global economic recovery is continuing, but its momentum has eased and is becoming increasingly imbalanced, according to the latest economic outlook from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD. According to OECD Secretary General Matthias Cormann, the strong rebound we've seen is now easing, and supply bottlenecks, rising inflation, and the continuing impact of the pandemic are clouding the horizon. He continues, the risks and uncertainties are large, as is being seen with the emergence of the Omicron variant, aggravating the imbalances and threatening the recovery. Keeping the recovery strong and on track will entail addressing a number of imbalances, but above all, it will mean managing the health crisis through better international coordination, improving health systems, and massively stepping up vaccination programs worldwide. OECD projects real global GDP growth at 5.6% this year, 4.5% next year, and 3.2% in 2023. For the United States, OECD projects real GDP at 5.6% this year, 3.7% next year, and 2.4% in 2023. Among key points in the outlook, surging demand for goods since economies reopened and the failure of supply to keep pace generated bottlenecks in production chains, labor shortages, pandemic-related closures, rising energy and commodity prices, and a scarcity of some key materials are all holding back growth and adding to cost pressures, with inflation increasing significantly in some regions. Alongside cost pressures from manufacturing supply bottlenecks and food price increases, imbalances in the energy market are a key factor driving up inflation in all economies. Also, inflationary pressures are proving stronger and more persistent than expected a few months ago, according to the report. Consumer price inflation in OECD countries is now projected to start fading next year before moderating as key bottlenecks ease, capacity expands, more people return to the labor force, and demand rebalances. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 2nd of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.